I sometimes say to people that I am by nature security minded, and yes, I've got that in me somehow. When I'm somewhere in some environment, I tend to, you know, check the environment, you know, they say, obviously, security situation here. Is this a safe place to be, or should I be somewhere else? And you know how to behave. And but also, when it comes to this entire world, and therefore, I'm right now following the developments . See, some countries are more defensive, thinking about security that way, protecting themselves from attackers or potential attacks, such as not wanting to have other superpowers, military bases just next to your border and all that. And, you know, China, for instance, traditionally, you know, the Chinese war and everything is traditionally, if you look at the history, the defensive that's there. They have a very mature, you know, this old culture, very mature military culture, you could say, India too. And the first thing to do is to try to avoid the war. Diplomacy, you know, they have these old books of war, art of war. Chanakya Pandit in India there, and who is it in China? Anyway, what I just thought and what made me start speaking here is that, you know, in my own life, I've gone through situations and been threatened, and you know, and sometimes in very insecure situations, but not so often, but it happened. And how you react in such a situation when someone, you know, challenges for a fight or attacks you or threatens to kill you or something, you know, having a knife there in hand or such kind of things. Well, some, they would just be afraid and run. But it's sometimes not so easy to do. Because if you run, then some would think it's very fun to catch you. And so on. You kind of click, what to do here. And some they fight. Some they become, you know, fearful and praying for mercy. And some they become, try to show that they're strong and tough, and which then also is probably expected of you. Then I saw one man on YouTube. I'm not sure if this was genuine or if it was just, acted in that video, but when someone came and you know, wanted to start a quarrel, you know, pushing him or you know, if you go up to a person on the street and you want to have a fight with them, then you need to stir up that fight, right? You cannot just going up to someone and beating them in, in the face is a kind of weird thing. I don't know, probably maybe some do that too, but they like to have someone, you know, stupid looking person to beat up. What are you doing in our hoods? I'm gonna show you. I don't know if that's how it works, but say he was apparently or dramatized, not trauma, dramatized, walking around and someone comes up, you know, and but instead of, you know, he got out of it and he managed to calm down that person by just being friendly and, you know, starting to talk about something else, and but not too obviously, so it sounded like, you know, he was trying to play a trick on you, but, you know, and just took that whole energy of aggression and all of that away. And I was amazed, if this is possible, then I really say this is something we should learn from. And I believe in it, and I have done it a little bit myself because I couldn't do anything else. Because they gets you may have someone who's drunk or on drugs or this and that. It's not rational in such a situation, and you can't talk yourself out of it just by logic and whatever, and or you've got not much rationality to deal with in that situation. It gets down to another platform, another level, more subconscious, you know, the feelings in the room there. Is it like building up towards a fight, or is it just turning into something else? And, you know, and you can get aware of that, what motivates each and every one of your people in a room to act the way they do towards each other and themselves. It comes from often from pretty deep down there. I feel angry and frustrated and bleh. I want to beat up some stupid guy. I don't know, but you know, sometimes just feelings there. That kind of person, and if you're an Afro guy in the US, this white guy, you know, let's beat up a whitey. No, I would understand that perfectly. Therefore, I don't want to go to Africa, although I heard it's very nice. They're very nice to people, even white people, for some reason, even after considering what white people did down there. So that can give us some hope. At least what we can do is not to jump on that train of Rajan Tamaguna, as we call it, they call it in India, of, you know, passion and ignorance, you know, aggressiveness and greed, often also, of course, connected to greed and lust and hate, and you know, they are so much connected together, just like Bhagavad Gita says, Kama Esa Krodesha Rajagona Samogbhava Asanama Patma Vidyanama, whatever. It's lust, anger. These are the symptoms of all the gunas, lower gunas, raja and tama. And tama is when it really gets down to destructiveness and madness and illusion, which happens by drugs and alcohol and all kinds of that, living in the mode of good or ignorance or just bewilderment. And today we even see that in the leaders of societies. And some may say, yeah, look at that and they point eastwards. That's what we had been trained to, but then I am saying now, look at the other direction and you will find it probably more there than anywhere else on the planet today. Or where I'm sitting now, I'm in Europe. So introspection and honesty and all of that important. But then to decide not to join that ride, jump on that bandwagon of violence and hatred, and I'm going to show you aggressiveness. Power, you know, I'm going to beat you up if you don't do as I say. You know, when guys spoke like that in school, they were the bullies, you know. There was always seemed to be one guy in the class or in the school or a couple who were gathering a gang around them, you know, these gang leaders. So we can't have the world just run by gang leaders. We need to have proper statesmanship installed here in the, on the leadership level, qualified people. In whatever country and culture and people and nationality and race and language and political system we're talking about, because we find a multitude of those here, and we need to learn to respect each other and live together. Not that someone or a gang decides, no, you should all live as we say and as we do. Well, sometimes not, you know, as they do, but as they say that we should do. Because then they make money on us, and they make this, and they. But we're just serving the interest of our nation, our glorious, great empire. And you should also understand that and comply, because we are the most powerful. You know, we find that mentality today. This and this word comes up more and more. You know, hegemony and the end of that and. End of unipolarity, and now it's time for multipolarity, and big things going on in the world today, and we should look at that. But also see, you know, that there are, see the importance of the peace movement, you could say. Peace efforts. Not just fake peace efforts in order to get control over some others and or get a break so you can build up more military power and then defeat them. But you know, diplomacy, real good old diplomacy, which as of this being spoken seems conspicuous by its absence. Some little going on now, more and more coming up. Viktor Orban, I would say, I mean, he's a hero. He speaks to all sides, and he gets criticized for it, but he still does it. More like that, and now we can just hope Trump follows that same path and listens to the best advisors he can find. Because if I was a president, that's the first thing I would do, realize my own limitations and try to find the best, smartest people in the country as my advisors,
not the warmongers and the career folks. Military industrial complex servants. So anyway, what can I say? Just praying this humble soul that, yeah, please you there higher up in this cosmos, light up the minds of those in leadership positions today and their hearts so that they will make the good decisions, good for everyone, not just for their country and their people or themselves. And for all of us, I pray that we will also have our minds lit up to know who to follow and not to follow.